Our reading is Psalm 115, verses 1 to 19. The one true God. To you alone, O Lord, to you alone, and not to us, must glory be given, because of your constant love and faithfulness. Why should the nations ask us, where is your God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he wishes. Their gods are made of silver and gold, formed by human hands. They have mouths, but cannot speak, and eyes, but cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear, and noses, but cannot smell. They have hands, but cannot feel, and feet, but cannot walk. They cannot make a sound. May all who made them and who trust in them become like the idols they have made. Trust in the Lord, you people of Israel. He helps you and protects you. Trust in the Lord, you priests of God. He helps you and protects you. Trust in the Lord, all you that worship him. He helps you and protects you. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the people of Israel and all the priests of God. He will bless everyone who honors him, the great and the small alike. May the Lord give you children, you and your descendants. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Heaven belongs to the Lord alone, but he gave the earth to us humans. The Lord is not praised by the dead, by any who go down to the land of silence, but we, the living, will give thanks to him.
This weekend at Ponders End, we've got a time of prayer, and we've canvassed the area and asking people if they would like to put forward something they would like the church to pray for. And last night, or Friday night and yesterday, we had a few people come in, but not many. But we had a map at the back of the church. We had various stages around the church where you could pray. And one at the back was for the world, and there was a big wall map on the wall, and it got strings going to little cards around the edge, you know. And it was all the places in the world at this time where there's war, there's famine, there's disasters, there's man-made disasters, there's floods, there's earthquakes, there's hurricanes, and everything. And all around this map, all around the edge, was all these things that are going on in our world at the moment. I'm sure people, and you may even thought it yourself, well, where's our God in all this? We say our God is in charge of everything. Why isn't he stepping in? He could just snap his fingers and completely change it. Well, God did it himself. He can't, as you read the Bible, because he said, remember when Noah went into the ark and came out, he said afterwards, never again will I destroy it. Everybody on this earth. So he stopped himself snapping his fingers and destroying everything and starting again. God can't do it because God loves man so much. So what did he do? He sent his son into the world who died for us and took away our sins. And he's such a loving God. Do you realize that with all that's going on, he's expanding his time with us to give as many people the opportunity to come to him and to be with him for eternity. He could have snapped his fingers years ago and said, I've had enough. But he's a very loving, a very patient God. And he's a God that is waiting for us to be with him in eternity.